Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
It's important to be born again. If you haven't been born again, then you won't be able to understand the things of God. You have to be born again. Because remember, we're born into this world physically, but when we're born into the world physically, we're born in sin. We're actually in contradiction with God psychologically, sociably, physically, and spiritually. In contradiction to God. We're at war with God. You weren't created to be at war with God. Originally, you're created to be at peace with God. And so we're to live at peace with God. And we're going to talk about that. The Holy Spirit brings peace. And He puts things together. It says that in Romans 14, 17, it says the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So in the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit aids in you getting things right with God. See? Where you have areas of your life that aren't in line with God, and we all do, that's where worry, anxiousness, and fear come in. Those areas. But when you get them right with God, anxiousness and worry and fear leaves, and peace begins to reside there. Because peace is the fruit of righteousness. All through the Bible, David said in Psalms 85:10, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. They're always there, connected. First comes righteousness, and it produces peace. In Matthew 6, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. All what things? Everything you're truly looking for in life is in that kingdom. And the kingdom is about authority. God's rule. All right. We're gonna look at our vision, and then we're going to look at the foundational scripture, and we're going to get started. So let's do the vision. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts. The Lord tests the hearts. Anybody been tested this week? He's always testing your heart to see where your heart is. Because if your heart's left unattended, you're going to end up in a place you didn't want to be. If you've got to give your heart attention continuously. So that's what we've been talking about. The heart is the control center. So let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your presence today. We ask, Lord, that You continue to teach us. You said that the Holy Spirit is the teacher and that our helper and our guide. Well, Father, we pray that You would teach us by the power of the Holy Spirit through Your Word today. So, Lord, we can fulfill Your will in all of our lives. That's what we're up to, Lord. We want to be about Your will. Father, we thank You for it, and we're going to trust You in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right. So, the refining pot is for silver, the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts. He's always looking at our hearts and testing our hearts. Remember, Matthew 22, 37, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. So the idea is that's your priority. Everybody say, God is my priority. When we move away from the priority, our peace dissipates. You see that? Anxiety starts to increase. Fear increases. When you move away from the priority, fear, anxiety, and worry start to increase. You know, worry? Worry is the antithesis of worship. Worry is the antithesis. Worry is focusing on the problem. Worship is focusing on the solution. See that? God is our solution. He has every answer. We're supposed to worship Him continuously. See that? That's the kingdom of God. That's, you know what? If you don't want to worship Him now, you're surely not going to want to worship Him when you leave, when you go to heaven, right? Because it's going to be forever worshiping God. See that? So we might as well start now. Amen. So, worship is the antithesis of worry. Just keep that in your heart. Write that one down if you can. That's a good one to remember. So now think about this. Go with me to Luke chapter 21, verse 25 through 28, if you brought your Bibles or your iPads or your phones or your who knows what else you got it on. Anybody notice things are kind of different out there today? You know, I was telling the last service that we went to Florida in March, the 1st of March, and they started shutting the theaters down here. But we were in Florida. We went to a movie. We were going to a restaurant. We were doing, you know, everything. They were stopping back here. But we were getting this information that, hey, you're going to have to start wearing masks. You're going to have to start all this stuff. And I was listening to all this, and I was out having my time with the Lord one morning. It's like, you know, I'm seeing all this going on, but, you know, it doesn't really surprise me because the Bible talks about all this stuff. I've been studying this Bible for 40 years. When you understand what it's saying, it helps you with your perspective. It helps you with your view and how you see things. Now let's look at this. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars. And on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. With perplexity. That word perplexity means no answers. No answers. People are walking around, they don't have any answers for what they're going through. So it creates anxiety and worry and stress and fear. You know, Donnie and I were at Kroger's in Huber Heights because we went out to dinner on Friday night, our date night. If you're married, you need to have a date night. I watched a marriage webinar this week. They said two of the best things you can do as a married couple is have a date night and a family night where you focus on your family. And in the date night, you need to be focusing on each other. I believe in that 100%. So we were out, had dinner, we were hooping it up. Well, you guys have only been married 4 years. So? It's going to be this way after 40 years. Huh? She said, that's right. So we're in Kroger's, and we see people, and you know, you can feel it. You can feel it. People walking around masks, they're getting their stuff and they're on a, you know, they don't want to talk to nobody. They don't, you know, we're joking and carrying on. And I could just feel it. I'm trying to help you see something. When God is in the center, and I'm not saying it's always that way, but you hear what I'm saying? I'm 64. What? But I'm telling you, when God is at the center, you're going to be content and worried. and full of fear and anxiety. Get him in the center. He will put you in a bless me contest. In your marriage, you ought to be looking for ways to exhort your husband, exhort your wife, build them up, however you can. Let no corrupt word proceed from your mouth, only that which edifies and brings grace. Ephesians 4:29. You need to be building your spouse up and your children. Priority. When God is your priority, He puts things together. Now look at this. Give me the next one. Oh, did I read that last one? I didn't finish. Let's go back. Distress of the nation with perplexity and the sea and the waves roaring. Next one. Then men's hearts will failing them from fear and expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Jesus is coming back. All these signs we're seeing are just signs of the times we're living in. Jesus is coming. And so when you live that way, you should live every moment like Jesus is coming. You see? Because He's our hope. You see that? It talks about the blessed hope in Titus chapter 2. We have a blessed hope. We should be looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for Himself His own special people, zealous for good works. We are His special people, and we should be zealous to do His will and do good works in this day we're living in, while we're waiting on His return. You see that? Go with me to John 14. That He might redeem us from every lawless deed. See, there's lawlessness everywhere. You get on TV, it's everywhere. Lawlessness. Lawlessness means this: willful disobedience to the authority of God. Police have been put there in position by God. They have. That's why we're to respect them and honor them. Your boss has been put there by God over you. Well, you know, he comes in, he's meaner than a snake, he's bourbon breath, he just beats his wife, it doesn't matter. He's been put there over you. You should be jumping to do what he says, as long as it's not lying, stealing, and cheating. Are you with me? You have to do your job to fulfill his mission. And really, he's there to develop something in you. Remember? We talked about that. And that's really authority. When you understand that, peace comes. But if you're resisting that all the time, you're going to be frustrated, and it takes your peace. And then you open yourself up to all kinds of stuff. You're going to see this. Now listen. Jesus is leaving. And this is what he's telling the disciples. Listen to what he's saying. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart... Boy, there's our heart again. See that? Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. We have nothing to be afraid of. Nothing to be afraid of. Not one thing to be afraid of. Peace. He said, peace I leave with you. You see that? When we're in touch with the Holy Spirit and what Jesus has left us, peace, it protects us. It protects us from anxiety, worry, and fear. In Romans 14:17, Anybody ever heard of the WHO? W-H-O? World Health Organization? Anybody ever heard of that? They have declared that depression is the number one illness worldwide. Depression. Medication for depression, the sales of it is higher than it's ever been. People are depressed. We're not supposed to be depressed. You aren't created to be depressed. You're created to be in fellowship with God and have peace. See, beer and alcohol sales are up. They would be broke, busted, and disgusted if they were relying on me, because I don't mess with that stuff. But the sales are up. You know what people are, they're trying to medic? It's temporary. It's not a lasting peace. Jesus has a peace that passes all understanding, and it's for you and it's for me. But we're going to show you how to access it, and we're going to show you how to use it for your benefit today. This is going to help you. Romans 14, 17. Kingdom of God is righteousness. It's not food and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in what? In the Holy Spirit. So that all resides in the Holy Spirit. So when you have peace, it's because you have somewhere established righteousness in that area of your life. When you don't have peace, when you're anxious and worried and fearful, that area of your life, God's saying, I want you to bring righteousness in there. You see that? And that is the fruit of that is peace. I want you to line this area of your life up with God and His will and His ways. Remember, we are the agency, the Environmental Protection Agency. We're God's agents. As we establish His will in our life, we're to hold up His standards and His will in our families and in our community, and it protects us. It protects us. You see that? Morally, the moral values in our country have just, they don't even exist, it seems like. But when you are in touch with the Holy Spirit, you're not gonna give yourself to anybody. Have you heard of this? Now there's this new thing. I'm pan. Have you heard of that? That's a new one. You got LGBT, and now you got pan. Have you heard that? People have heard it. I don't even know if I want to talk about it, but you'll have sexual relationship with anything and anybody. Huh. That's enough to make you want to vomit. So we're not created for that. When we understand, and we put things in perspective, that you shouldn't have sex with anything other than your wife or your husband, a man and a woman. That's a marriage. One man, one woman. You know what? The devil left Adam alone when he was by himself. Didn't bother him a bit. He got a wife. Oh, now he comes in. You know why? Because those two together have power. When they're in agreement, nothing can touch it. You hear me? When you do God's will in your marriage, you'll never get divorced. Never. Never. God's the priority. The marriage is God's example of the church. Outwardly. The enemy wants to destroy that. Because if he can tear that down, he can get to your kids. He can get to your kids, and your kids won't want your Jesus. I went to a funeral this week. I was moved. A guy and his wife, they weren't married when I met them first. But they were here probably 17 years ago. She visited the church. They used to sign a pad. So I thought, well, I'll go see her. I'll go visit them. Because that's what I used to do. I used to show up at your door. 6 o'clock in the evening. I'm Pastor Fred. So I showed up. She visited. She said, oh no, it's the pastor. And she goes back and she tells all the people in the house, the pastor's here. They all go, oh, let him in. So I go in and they're all, you know, they're all been drinking. You know what I'm saying? And smoking. It wasn't Winston's either. Filled in there. I'm in there. I'm just, because I've been there before. And both of those things. Are you with me? This room is just loaded with it. I know what that's all about. I got some good news. Listen, they got saved. And they turned their back on that completely. Completely. I sent them to Billy Graham's Cove ministry. They were on fire. They were doing a ministry here called the Circle of Grace. Well, he ended up getting cancer. And I was at his funeral, and his son was just a little boy when I met him. His son got up and sang a song that his dad wanted sung at his funeral. I'm telling you, the presence of God was so strong. And then his son talked, and he knew Jesus. Are you listening to me? He knew Jesus. His grandchildren got up and talked because of his witness to his family. His children knew Jesus. I sat there and I was thinking, what if that was me up there? In that casket. Are my kids going to know Jesus like this? Because they couldn't talk the way they were talking if they didn't know Jesus. Are you listening to me? I don't care. I don't care what my kids have. I don't care where they graduated. I don't care. Knowing Jesus is everything. Are you listening to me? This time that we're here is brief and short. I tell you what, I went up to that casket and I stood by that boy that sang that song. You know, and his dad wanted him to sing this song by Keith Green. I used to love this song. I want to go out like Elijah in the flaming fires of the chariot of flaming fire. Then it said, when I look back at the stars, it'd be like looking at Central Park, like a candle in Central Park. And I never want to go back. Oh. I'll tell you what. It was strong. This is temporary. But you know what? You can have fulfillment now. Right now. Are you listening to me? I need to keep moving here. Galatians 5:22 says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Peace. The Holy Spirit produces peace. Romans 15:13. Can you put that up, Mariette? Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. You see, we need to engage the Holy Spirit daily. When you go into your day and you haven't talked to the Holy Spirit, you're trying to do it your own, in your own strength. You're trying to carry it. You're being independent of God. And you wonder why you're stressed out and anxious and worried. It's because you're trying to live it out and do it yourself. We can't do this on our own. We need God's help. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son has been given. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end." Of his government and peace. You see, when he's governing, it produces peace in you. When you're allowing him to govern your life, it produces peace in you. Increase. It just keeps increasing. Increasing. And it governs you. And it guides you. See that? It guides you through life. But if you're not allowing him to govern you, your life is going to be in disarray, in confusion, full of anxiety, because you're governing. And it says that his government shall be upon his shoulders. You've got it on your shoulders. You're trying to carry it yourself. Are you getting this? This is the way it is. When we understand this, we'll talk to the Holy Spirit. Because when you begin to talk to the Holy Spirit, it removes that anxiety and peace. It brings peace and removes anxiety and fear. Peace is the presence of God. It's the presence of God. Confusion, fear, and anxiety is the presence of the devil. When you have anxiety and confusion, you chose that. You chose that. Because he tells us to be anxious for nothing. Now listen, people try to medicate their lives, their hearts, with drugs, you know, with medication. That's temporary. Temporary. It's just it's circumstantial. But when you got God's peace, you don't need that. You don't need that to give you peace. When you got the Holy Spirit, you don't need that stuff anymore. And you know, I know we need recovery. We need all that. But you know, you can be a victim and you can come up with reasons why you're doing it. That's empty. See that? It's just because you don't want to choose God and his peace. Am I making sense? Go with me to Colossians 3:15. There's no substitute for God's peace. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called. God calls you to that.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
Been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com. or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.